We say in the Gemara, case in the Gemara, there's a Marakama, and there's a fellow who was there for 3 years, 4 years even. But he doesn't have a tiny, he doesn't know himself. He bought it, he says, the tiny is into the Zabna Mino. So, the thing is that he has to have, Rav Chiya said that he has to have Edim Shadar B'chad Yoimel. He has to have Edim at the Meicher, we'll call him Shimon. Reuven is the Marakama, Shimon is the Meicher, and Levi's the Lekech. So if Levi could bring Edim, that Shimon was there, Chad Yoimel, then we'll tiny for him. So the Shaz, what's the? We talked yesterday a little bit. What's the purpose of the Chad Yoimer? So we saw the Ritva says it's otherwise it's Mechzik Shikra. We saw other theories. The Meiri, the Chazak has to start by the Toyin. So Marik, you have to have a look. You have to be a Lekeach. If he wasn't even there Chad Yoimer, you don't have the status of a Lekeach that we should start the Taina field. The Ramban, we saw two Lashonis that were a little bit in tension with each other. He has a Lashon of Raglayim Ledover, and he's a Lashon of Mechzei Kishikra. Chare, Mechzei Kishikra is not Raglayim Ledover. Raglayim Ledover is not Mechzei Kishikra. Could be Nachminis even in Nachminis in Halacha. But the Kreger points out the whole kasha that Rav asked Rav Chiya, if Einurim also Likach Velimkar Balaylo, that's a kasha that addresses Mechzei Kishikra. It's not. Rav said, why is it Mechzei Kishikra? Maybe when nobody was looking, maybe at night he turned the karka over. You know, he bought it and sold it, flipped it over. What do you call it? Flipped it. He flipped it in the middle of the night. He bought it and sold it. That's only a kasha if Rav Chiya, if you need Chad Yoimer for Mechzei Kishikra. So Rav's tain is, why is it Mechzei Kishikra? Maybe he flipped it at night. But if you need Raglayim Ledover, you need the Chad Yoimer to create a Raglayim Ledover. So maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But we need to know that he had the karka. Otherwise, you didn't create a Raglayim Ledover. So anyway, in Rabban Lechor, the two Lashonis, how do they drive? So I wanted to suggest that really it's Mechzei Kishikra. But you need a Raglayim Ledover that it shouldn't be Mechzei Kishikra. So I was thinking about it. I think it's an Emes Avot, but I want to just be Meisiv. Maybe Havon. We already saw that we saw yesterday also that the sheet of the Rabban is that Levi doesn't have Edim that he bought it from Shimon. The Ravid holds that Levi has to have Edim that he bought it from Shimon. Otherwise, how do we even know that Levi bought it from Shimon? Have Edim and Edus that Shimon added for Chad Yoimer, but who says Levi's telling the truth that he bought it from Shimon? So you have to have Edus that Levi bought it from Shimon. The Rabban said, no, you don't need Edus that Levi bought it from Shimon. Levi was there for 3 years, 4 years. So that's good enough because we explain. If Shimon really bought the field, then he should have been Meicher. The lady was there 4 years. So we don't know that Shimon bought the field. And if Shimon didn't buy the field, if Shimon didn't buy the field, then Shimon's silence doesn't mean anything. He was silent because it wasn't his. So that's why he was silent. But if Shimon owned it, and there's a Raglayim Ledover, Chad Yoimer, there's a Raglayim Ledover that Shimon owned the field. And if Shimon owned the field, he should have been Meicher. So therefore, the same Raglayim Ledover you have that Shimon bought for Reuven, the same, you have that much Raglayim Ledover that Levi bought it from Shimon as well. At least we spoke through yesterday, but we don't know any idea of Adois that Levi bought it from Shimon. Maybe Levi didn't buy it from Shimon at all. Maybe Levi just stole the field. Even the Gimel Shonim is not really a riot because it's only a riot to the extent that Shimon was a Bilam. We don't even know that Shimon was a Bilam. So the whole story over here is not really so substantiated. So I thought the pshat is, the Mechzei Kishikra here is, when the Ramban says that it's Mechzei Kishikra, he doesn't mean that Shimon's status as an owner is Mechzei Kishikra. That it looks like a sheker that Shimon's not a Bailam. Why does it look like a sheker? We don't know. It doesn't look like a sheker. The sheker is, you know, there's an expression, Haroitzu l'shaker yarchik eblusay. You want to say a lie, you say something that nobody could verify. Levi here, you know, if Levi would say, when they came to Levi, Levi has no proof that the field is his. What does Levi say? He says, yeah, I bought it from some guy. I bought it from some other guy. So the sheker, what looks like the sheker here is that it looks like Levi is a shaker. That Levi is saying he bought it from Shimon because he wants to get us off his back. Levi really has nothing to say. But instead of just saying, so he says, I bought it from somebody else. I bought it online. So that's where the sheker lies. The sheker lies in the fact that Levi is saying, the Mechzei Kishikra lies in the fact that Levi is saying, I bought it from somebody. So the sheker is in Levi. Levi's tainus, it looks like a shikur, is mechzik a shikur. Lefi the Ravid, I don't think that's true. Lefi the Ravid, we know exactly where Levi's coming from. We have Aiden that Levi bought it from Shimon. The whole deal is not on what Levi's tithing. What Levi's tithing we know is 100% true. We have Aiden according to the Ravid that Levi bought it from Shimon. So the din, if you want to call it a Mechzik HaShikra, it's Shimon who's a Mechzik HaShikra. You know, the claim that Shimon owned the field, that Shimon bought it from Reuben, that's what looks like a sheker. But you know, the sheker lies in Shimon, because Shimon doesn't have any, wasn't even there Chad Yoma. So Shimon's claim to have bought the field from Reuben, or Levi's claim that Shimon bought the field from Reuben, but the locus is in Shimon's being in Shimon's bailus. Shimon's bailus looks to us like a sheker. That Levi says that Shimon is a bailum, that's the sheker. But Lefi the Ramban, that we don't even know that Levi bought it from Shimon. So I want to suggest that the mechzik shikra is that Levi is saying that he bought it from somebody who has no shaykhus of the field. Levi says, I bought it from a guy in a street corner. So Levi's taina looks like a sheker. It looks like Levi's making this up. He took a name out of a phone book and he says, "You know, what am I doing in this field? I bought it from. I just took a name at random. He's a machek hedusay. I bought it from so and so." So that's the sheker. So to take that off, it's not enough to say, "Well, Shimon's being in the field. You know, the possibility that Shimon owns the field is not mechzik hashikur." Yeah, maybe Shimon owns the field and it's not Mechzik HaShikur. Maybe everybody in the phone book owns the field and it's not Mechzik HaShikur. But what's Mechzik HaShikur is that he took a name out of the phone book. That's where the sheker lies. The sheker lies in the fact that Levi took a name at random, a guy who, there's no evidence that he was there, Chad Yoyma. Maybe he was, maybe in the middle of the night he flipped maybe in the middle of the night Ruf Shimon bought the field and sold the field. But you can say that about everybody in the phone book. So it just looks to us like Levi took a name at random and he's throwing a name at us. So because he doesn't really have what to say. That's where the sheker lies. So it's not enough to say, so you have to add, so what does Chad Yoyma give me? So it's not enough that Chad Yoyma gives me that Shimon might have bought the field. That's true about anybody. It still looks like a sheker. I need that there's some reason to think that Shimon's not just anybody. Shimon's somebody who actually has a sheikhus to the field. Shimon was there at Chad Yoyma. Can't say that about everybody else in the phone book. Shimon is the guy who was there at Chad Yoyma. So once we have a raglayim ledover, that Shimon is there for somebody over here, now it's no longer Mechzik HaShikur that Levi says he bought the field from Shimon. Because he's not just taking a name at random. He's taking the name of somebody who actually is the most likely candidate to have bought the field from Reuben. The guy that we know is there, Chad Yoyma. I think it works out very nicely, Shitosai, that the steer between the two Lashonis and Ramban, is it a Raglayim Ladover or is it a Mechzik HaShikur? With Ramban's own Shita that Levi has no proof that he bought it from Shimon. So that's very Gishmak. Again, the Mechzik HaShikur is, it looks like Levi just took a name at random. And if he took a name at random, his chazok is meaningless. If I just choose a name out of the phone book, so you will say, it looks like a Mechzik HaShikur. What are you going to say? No, but I'm there for 4 years. So there's a raya that I bought it from the guy in the phone book. You know, why wasn't that guy in the phone book Meicha? That doesn't mean anything. The guy in the phone book was not the way it wasn't Meicha, because he never heard of you and you never heard of him. That's why he wasn't Meicha. You just took a name at random, so of course he wasn't Meicha. It doesn't mean anything. The whole thing looks like it's fabricated. So once you start to, but once you can say, no, that guy's something special. That's the guy who was there, Chad Yoyma. He has there a glaim of that he bought it from the market. So then all of a sudden what you're saying starts to make a little bit more sense. Not just a name at random. You're saying that you bought it from a guy who has a reglayim ledover. If to the extent that he has a reglayim ledover, then you have a reglayim ledover. So it goes out of the realm of being mechzik hashikur. So you need the reglayim ledover to take out the mechzik, to take off the mechzik hashikur. Yeah. Now, we should have another discussion. So that's discussion number one, that we had yesterday. Why do you need Chad Yoyma? Discussion number two, which we're trying to talk about, why do you need Edom on the Chad Yoyma? Because the Lashon of Rav Chiya said to him, if you have Edom, that Shem was there Chad Yoyma, then we'll tie in a few. Why do you need Edom? Levi says that Shem was there Chad Yoyma. And Levi has a migoy that he could have said, Minoch Savinto. So let's believe Levi with the migoy that Shimon was there Chad Yoyma. That's the Rishonim's kasha. Did we talk about this yesterday? I really lost track. What we spoke about, why not? Maybe we touched on it. Yeah. Damn it, Hayef Shalim, not for the Rishonim. Hayef Shalim, and maybe the case is that Levi doesn't know that Shimon was there Chad Yoyma. So maybe that's just the case. Maybe he would be Nehman with the Migvah. The case is the Levi didn't know that Shimon was there Chad Yom Asur. Rav Chiya said to him, go find Aiden. Maybe he was. Yeah, but the Rishonim are not nicha that. They're not nicha to say that way. The Pashut Gemara is Yidavka have to have Aiden. Levi himself can't say that Shimon was there Chad Yom Asur. Why? Why can't Levi say that Shimon was there Chad Yom Asur? Why can't Levi be Nehman to say, yeah, let's imagine again the case. Reuben comes to Levi and says, what are you doing in my house? So Levi says, I bought it from Shimon. Who bought it from you? The Rosh is going to say, Zavna Minocha. Now Gemara just says that I bought it from Shimon, who bought it from you. But I'll call him. That's the case. So now, so it comes to Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya says, not good enough. Even for Taninan, it's not good enough. We need to know that Shimon was there Chad Yom. Go find Adam that Shimon was there Chad Yom. So the question is, why does Levi need to find Adam that Shimon was there Chad Yom? Why can't Levi just say, I saw that he was there Chad Yom. Believe me, that Shimon was there Chad Yom. Migoy, that I could have said that I bought it from... I forgot to bring a marker. I wanted to bring a marker. Okay. Anyway, we'll manage. We have all these dead markers. Let's believe... How many possible ways can Levi win over here? He can win with Chad Yema. He can win with Kamei Didi. That's what Mar says. That... Hazisi Ladaite, that he could win with Kamei Didi, and he could win with Minoch Sevinto. It's three ways to win. Chad Yoyim, but the Gemara says that means Eidem at Chad Yoyim. Kamei Didi, or Minoch Sevinto. The Lashon of the Gemara, by Kamei Didi, Hazisi Ladaite, that if he says Kamei Didi's name, the Lashon of the Gemara is Migoy. That we discussed yesterday a little bit. We opened up. We were discussing why do you need migoy? If he says kamei didi, then that's a chazok. Sheishim a taina. Why does he need migoy? That's a taina. He has 3 years. Then he has a taina of kamei didi. So what ingredient over here is exactly lacking? It's a chazok with a taina. Why does he need to have a migoy? So that we started to talk yesterday. A couple of possibilities. One possibility is that. With the Rashba. The Rashba, the Ravid, that the Marakama has to know that the Seichrim rented it from the Maskir in order for the Seichrim's Chazokah to be Eila for the Maskir. So here, Reuven doesn't know that Levi bought it from Shimon. So that can't work as a regular Chazokah. It can only work as a Miga that could have said Minoch Sevinto. Minoch Sevinto is a regular Chazokah. That's one possibility. Another possibility I was thinking after Shir, maybe somebody suggested to me, that the feeder is feed those who showed him the chazok is a takana. So maybe the takana was only for the time of Kamei Didi. They were chazal or misakin that if you say I bought the field from you and you have a chazok, so you're neman. But they weren't misakin the takana of chazok for other kinds of tainas. Like I bought it from Shimon, but I saw Shimon buy it from you Kamei Didi. For those kind of cases, they didn't make the takana of chazok. But you have a migur, you neman to say Kamei Didi without a chazok because you have a migur. They could have said minochsim, and then you would have had a chazok. So maybe that's another possible. Anyway, kach hay kach. So linyaneinu, you have three ways to win. Eidim. Eidim Chad Yoyma. Whatever. What? I think I'm out of my room also. I have to go up to the office now. So you can win with Eidim of Chad Yoyma, with Kamei Didi, or with Minoch Sevin. So the question we're asking is, why do you need an Edom and Chad Yoyma? Forget Edom. Levi himself says that Shimon was there Chad Yoyma, and Levi should be named with the Migoy. And the way Tosfos says it is, let's believe Levi with the Migoy that he could have said Minoch Sevinto. Tosfos Naflamad asked this question. Why do? And we're going to see that Rabban and Mamalef asked the question. Rabban Yoyin asked the question. Why not believe Levi that Shimon was there Chad Yoyma? Migoy that Levi could have said Minoch Sevinto. Answers Tosfos, and the Flamid, the long Tosfos. Answers Tosfos then it's a Nigla Mefreya. Because the story was that Reuben came to Levi on Monday, and he said, my boy is by Beso. And Levi said to Reuben, and Levi said, mi plan is him into the Zavna Minoch. Mi plan is him into the Zavna Minoch. On Tuesday, they came to Rav Chiya, and Rav Chiya said, bring Eidim on Chad Yoyma. So now Levi says, I saw him there Chad Yoyma. So what do you want to do? I believe Levi now on Tuesday, that he saw him there Chad Yoyma, Migoy, that on Monday, instead of saying Miplanya Zavinta, he could have said Minoch Zavinta. It's too late. Can't believe him in something that he wants to say on Tuesday, Migoy, that he could have said something different on Monday. That's Migoy Mefrei Eloyamina. Because on Monday, he didn't know. On Monday, he didn't know that he's going to have to lie. No, maybe he didn't see him there, Chad Yoyma. Maybe it's a lie. He was Amalei. Maybe the truth is he was just Amalei Dezavna Minoch, and he wasn't. And I don't. Levi doesn't know that he was there, Chad Yoyma. But on Tuesday, all of a sudden, discovers he's going to lose the field. So he decides, oh, I better lie. So I'm going to say, I'm going to say that I saw the Chad Yoyma. You want? I'm going to say I saw the Chad Yoyma. This from the office?
No.
What?
Private stash.
I mean, it's where does it go?
It's mine.
Oh, it's here. Okay. So it's too late. You know, he, on Tuesday he first wakes up that he needs to lie. So it's too late for him to lie. Minoch said, so that's not called amiga. That's Tosfos' solution. So there's a question. Okay, fine. So I understand that he can't tie in a. He doesn't have amiga. He could have said minoch said because it's too late. You know, today is Tuzday. Yesterday he already sent me plan Yezimita, so it's too late to change your lie to Minoch Zimita. But why not believe him when he says Chad Yoyma Migoy that on Tuesday he could say Kameitidi? That he could still say on Tuesday. On Monday all he said was Miplan Yezimita the Zavna Minoch. He doesn't say how he knows. He says that Miplan Yezimita the Zavna Minoch. So why can't he come on Tuesday and say that, you know, that I said yesterday, there was Mipan Yezavinta, the Zav Niminoch. You know how I knew? Because it was Kameididi. The Chor, that's still available to him on Tuesday. So believe him now that he says Chad Yoyma, Migoy, that he could have said Kameididi, and that's not a Migoy Mefeya. So the answer is that Tosis holds that Kameididi itself, you only know with a Migoy of Minoch Zavinta, and that's a Migoy Mefeya. Just go down another floor. And today's Tuesday. So believe him on Tuesday, he could have said Chad Yoyma Miga, that he could have said Kameididi. And why would he be Neman on Tuesday to say Kameididi? Because on Monday, he could have said Minoch Zavinta. There's no such Miga. You can say Kameididi on Monday. If on Monday, when Levi comes to Reuben and says, what are you doing in my house? When Reuben comes to Levi on Monday, when it first started, and he says, my boy's by Beso, then Levi could have said, Minoch Miplanya Zavinta, the Zavna Minoch Kameididi. And then fine, then he'll talk after Miga. That's the Gemara. That's what Rav says. Chazisa l'daite. That if on Monday he said Kamei Didi, then he's Nemu with Minoch Zavinto. But if he didn't say it on Monday, today's already Tuesday, and he wants to come, he wants to say Chad Yoyma. So want to believe him with the Miga that could have said Kamei Didi? On Tuesday he can't say Kamei Didi either, because you only Nemu to say Kamei Didi with a Miga that he could have said Minoch Zavinto. And Minoch Zavinto was it's too late to say Minoch Zavinto because today's already Tuesday. So Mimela, that's what Tosfos means. That's the one of the Hechrechim Taisus. The Taisus holds Kameididi Taka needs a Migoy of Minoch Zavinta. Mela, you're not Nemetz Vechad Yoyma because Migoy, they could have said Kameididi, Migoy, they could have said Minoch Zavinta, or you're not Nemetz Vechad Yoyma, Migoy, you could have said Minoch Zavinta. Because today is Tuesday, and you Minoch Zavinta, you would have had to say on Monday. That's the answer of Taisus, which we'll see again when we come to Daf Lamed. Rabbeinu Yonah here on Mem Aleph says a different teretz. You know what he means. It's glad to see inside. It's the first Rabbeinu Yonah Mem Aleph on the base. Kashali, lo mehitzricha Rav Chiya lehavi edim Itoin iu de chazi de darba chad yoyim lehem ne migad iba yom emi nachsev into vechalti yishnei chazoka. Rav Nami, my time of kamatzich li litin kamei di dis avne minoch. Let him just be nema to say chad yoyim. Venirali, kevin de chinami mehem nina le de darba chad yoyim emi teres migad, even if we'll believe him with the migad that he was there chad yoyim. Adayin ain't hanosi taina shleima. That's still not a whole taina. So at the end of the day, we're still going to have to come on to Taninon. In other words, let's say we'll believe him that he was that we'll believe Levi that Shimon was there Chad Yoyma. That doesn't win the case yet. Chad Yoyma is nothing. We need it. Just opens up the door that since Shimon was there Chad Yoyma, so then we can now say Taninon that since Shimon could have tainted, had Shimon not sold it to Levi, Shimon could have tainted that he bought it from Reuven because. So therefore, we'll psach bichalila and will taina for Levi what Shimon could have taina. But we need the chad yoyma in order to say the taninon. So the migoy is not to give you an emonus that's going to win the Torah; it's to give you an emonus to allow us to then say taninon, and the taninon will win the Torah. Says there, says Rabbi Yonah, kolki agavnu leyaminu b'migoy leaminu b'taina. Kolki agavnu leyaminu b'migoy leaminu b'taina hatzricha oy taina acheres. We don't say migoy to believe you in a taina that still needs another taina to piggyback on top of it. So over here, the migoy would be to believe you that Shimon was there chad yoyma, and then on top of that chad yoyma will come with another taina with the tanino that Shimon was there chad yoyma. So we'll now taina on behalf of you, what Shimon might have tainted had he been here, that he bought it from Reuven. Says Rabbi Yehuda, we don't say migoy in such a case. So I saw some of my peers. Why not? I mean. Why not? If there's a migoy, there's a mali l'shaker. So at the end, so we know Levi's telling the truth. Mali l'shaker. And if Levi's telling the truth, Shimon was there chad yoyma. So like, what's this magic? What's this arbitrary rule? Like, who knew there was such a rule that in order to have a migoy, it has to be a taina shein acher taina acheres. It's like avoid shein acher avoido. You have to have a taina shein acher taina. But a taina sheish acher taina acheres. And that we don't say migoy. So what's the pshat? So the chayyur of the pshat in the Rebbeinu Yonah is, and this connects to all the raid on Miga, a little bit we're talking about, hey, some of this raid, that even though Miga is based in Malah L'Shaka, the Shainim all talk and say that Miga is Malah L'Shaka, but what happens because of the Malah L'Shaka, somebody has Taina A, and he could have said Taina B. Taina A by itself is not Neman, but since he could have said Taina B, and Taina B would have been Neman, and Mali L'Shaker, so Meli is Neman and Taina A. So there's a lot of Rayas. It's not Stamups in Umdun or that Mali L'Shaker. But Mali L'Shaker, because there's a Mali L'Shaker, because he could have Taina some other Taina Cheres, some Taina B, that would have won, that would have had an Nemonus. So because there's a Mali L'Shaker, the Nemonus that he had in Taina B goes into Taina A. And now he's Neman in Taina A with the Nemanis that he would have had in Taina B. But let's say that I want to set up a migoy where somebody would have had an Nemanis in Taina B. And he wants to be Nema now in Taina A for something else. That's maybe a little much. Let's say a guy has a Dintaya. And he's claiming $1 million from the other Baldin. And he has a Migo. He could have Taina B and he would have gotten $1 million. So now he Taina's Taina A. So we give him also the same Nemanis for $1 million. Okay, that's a regular Migo. What if they have a Dintaya and he could have had, let's say with Taina B, he could have gotten $1 million. And now, with Taina A, he wants something totally different. That's maybe partial to us that it's not as valuable as $1 million. $1 million is more valuable. But he's going to get something else. I don't know. It's a good grade. Something. Something that's Shainim in Anion. So, would we say, Miga, look, Miga, if you wanted to lie, you could have said Taina B, got to $1 million. $1 million is a lot more valuable than the... So let's believe him now that he wants to... when he's tining Taina A... Stamud is not such thing. It's a different emunah. It's Most of the Sunday Rishonim do say Beferish. This is Machlekes Rishonim. But there's a sheet in Rishonim that you don't say Miga Mi Mamon Lo Mamon. That means if we're having the entire, let's say, on a certain talus or something, and I have a migoy that I could have tied it something else and gotten from you mumen that's more valuable than the talus. But it's not the talus. So the Rishon would say, that's called migoy mi mumen lo mumen. We don't say migoy in such a case. If you had another time that would win the talus for you, so then we say migoy. But the fact that you had some other time that you could have tied it that would have given you some other money, you know what they say? They say about Taisa Zakasha in a case where Zemer Kulishi Zemer Chetshishuli. So the din is Eishav Hashemli. So the din is they divided three quarters and a quarter. Because half of it they're not arguing about. So on the half that they're arguing, they divide it in half. So Taisa asks the guy who says Chetshishuli, why did you only get a quarter of the talus? Believe him with the Migoy that he could have said Kulishuli and then he would have gotten half the talus. So every time a guy says Chetshishuli, let's believe him that Chetshishuli. Because he could have tied it Kulishuli, and then we would have given him half the talus. So Miga, he could have said Kulishuli, we would have given him half the talus. Believe him that Chetshishuli, and give him half the talus. Taisus asked him, getting him a Messiah. So Taisus said, what's up? But somebody showed him answer that it's Miga mi Momen lo Momen. If he would have tied it Kulishuli, so he would have gotten half the talus, because he would have gotten half the talus. I'm saying this from memory, I don't remember as clearly, but he would have gotten half the talus, but his taina would have been on the whole talus, like on the other half. Like it's kilu. If he would have tainted kulishali, let's imagine the talus has two halves, that is a left half and a right half. So it's obviously not the way, but They're not tying on specific halves, but imagine they were tying on specific halves. One guy was saying the left half is mine, and the other guy was saying the right half is mine. I mean, then they're not really arguing, so it's a bad case. But I hope I'm quoting this accurately, because I didn't look at this. I just occurred to me now as a good muscle. If you have a talus, so if each guy says kulishali, we divide it in half. If, on the other hand, one guy says chetshishali, so then we divide it in a quarter. Because the half that they're arguing about, we give him a quarter. So Taisus asks, why? The guy who says chetshishali, give him the whole half. Believe him in the chetshishali. We'll give him this whole half, the chetshishali that he's claiming, give him the whole half, because he's neman, because if he would have said kulishali, then we would have given him, then he would have gotten half the talus. So I'm trying to answer, if he would have said kulishali, we would have given him half of this side and half of this side. You know, it's each half that they're arguing about, they're arguing on both halves. So on the both halves that they're arguing about, we would have given him half. So he would have gotten, let's say, this half and this half. Again, here there are no specific halves, but it's just a way to think about it. So what do you want to do? You want to say, well, believe him that half the talus is his, Miga that he could have claimed the whole talus is his, and then we would have given him half of this half and half of the other half. So that's a Miga mi Mamon lo Mamon. If he would have tied it kulishli, he would have gotten this quarter also. He would have gotten the quarter that we're giving him, and a different quarter, because that other quarter would represent, you know, the remainder of half of the kulishli. But now you want to believe him on so Miga that he could have tied it kulishli, and then he would have gotten a quarter of this half and a quarter of the other half. Believe him now when he says cheshishli, that the chetz is takashaloi. But that's it's miga mi mamon lo mamon. I'm giving him a miga that he could have gotten this quarter, I'm giving him this quarter. Again, it's not as if there really are specific quarters. But in how to think of the time, if he says kulishli, he's making a time in the whole talus, because he has the time in the whole talus, so he gets half. Now he's making a time in dafkin half the talus, you want to believe him a half the talus, miga that he could have tied it, well, I own the whole talus, and he would have gotten half of the whole talus. Getting a half of the whole talus is not the same thing. Getting a half of a tine on the whole talus is a different mumen than getting half the talus that you're claiming. So that's miga mi mumen lo mumen, miga mi mumen lo yamin. I hope I'm quoting this right. I'm being quoted, so it's really there. But al kapanim, there is such a principle called miga mi mumen lo mumen. Again, not all Rishonim agree to such a thing. But what does it mean in svar? Miga mi mumen lo mumen. What does it have to do? Malah l'shaker and malah l'shaker, what's the difference? It's the same half a talus. Like, well, in the Malah L'Shaker, it's irrelevant. The pshat apparently is that Malei L'Shaker is not, even though Migdal starts with Malei L'Shaker, but it's not just Malei L'Shaker. The Malei L'Shaker, since the two tainas are equally available, so it's a din that the nemanis in one taina can flow into the other taina. But if the nemanis in the other taina was a nemanis on a different mammon, then it doesn't give me an nemanis on this mammon, even though they're equally valuable. But it's mimaman mamaman, and you don't have such a koyach ha'tayin. The Rishonim will argue that they agree that, I think they probably agree, at least they may, that Miga has to work with the flow of nemanis. They just think that it doesn't matter mimaman mamaman. It's all the mamaman is all fungible. And I just want to bring out the idea that an nemanis on one tainik, that Miga is a flow of nemanis. It's not just a ma'ala shaka. It has to be a nemanis. You had a nemanis. So you had a nemanis with taina B, so now you have the same nemanis in taina A. So, you know what you had also there, say we had in the Ravid, and that, hey, with the Shining of Akasha, let's say the din is that the din is that in the prayer text mana, Elohim is not nemanis, it was prayer text mana. So, the Shining may ask, the Shining understand that the case is that at least a lot of Shining, the Gaius from the Gemara, that the case is that the Malva came to the Leiva on the last day. So on the last day, the Leiva could say, I paid you today, because the din is you could say, I paid you on the last day. So let's believe in Migoy that he could have said, I paid you today. Let's believe in Migoy that, and if he says, I paid you with Teich's money, let's believe in Migoy that he could have said, I paid you today. So some Rishonim answered to me, Teich's answered to me, also, he's saying, I paid you today, is a bigger chutzpah than saying, I paid you 2 weeks ago, Teich's money. But the Ravid, Rishonim put a Ravid, we talked about this Ravid. The Ravid said just the opposite. He said that most people don't pay on the last day. Most people, they pay later, after the due date. It's rare that somebody should pay mamish on time. So therefore, even though he's nemah to say I paid you on time, but it's a shvacha taina. The Meiri brings it. The Meiri's lashon is dayoi that it should be neman for itself, not to be neman for something else, not to give nemanus to some other time. So we spoke on it at the time. In the svaris of Malei L'Shaker, l'chora it doesn't make any sense. It is true that very few people pay on time on the last day, but even fewer people pay b'teich's money. A person's neman to say I paid you on the last day. He's not neman to say I paid you teich's money. Ain't on the period teich's money. The Lashon Gemara is ain't on the period teich's money. Halavai sheir for bezmana. So teich's money is less. Is even worse. Teich's money nobody does. The last day is at least a halavai. So if he's saying I paid you teich's money, that's even more incredible. So why doesn't he have a migoy? Believe him that he paid teich's money, which is certainly something that nobody would want a taina. Miga that he could have said that I paid you on the last day, which maybe it's not such a great, maybe it's a sort of surprising taina for somebody to make, but it's better than the taina that he's making. It's more credible than the taina that he's making. So as Malei L'Shaker, it certainly would be a better lie to say I paid you today than to say I paid you 2 weeks ago. Teich's money. What's this for? That halvai that this, since it's a shvacha taina, halvai sheyoy la'atzmai. We said at the time that nonetheless, as Malei L'Shaker, it's Taka Malei L'Shaker. In the Balabatash of Malei L'Shaker, it would have been harder for him to, what he's saying now is harder than that. What he's saying in actuality, which is I paid you Teich's money, is more difficult to Taina than Taina B, that he could have said I paid you on the last day. But Malei L'Shaker is not the whole story. You have to have the Koyach HaTaina of Migdal. And the Koyach HaTaina means that there's some kind of magic that the nemanis in taina B goes into taina A. Says the Ravid, and he explains, since the nemanis in taina B, I paid you on the last day, is it also, it's a shracha nemanis, it's a nemanis that we're reluctant, so if you'll do it, if you'll say it, we have to accept it. But to say that because you could have said it, it gives you nemanis that can go into another taina, daya yishiyoyo la'atzmai. Like, if you'll say that taina, we'll believe it, but it, we're not going to give you a nemanis on that account that you could have said it. There also you see the same idea that Migdal is not just Malei L'Shaker. The Malei L'Shaker is an ingredient, but the Malei L'Shaker then says that therefore the nemanis goes from taina B into taina A. So I think al derech zeh Rabbeinu Yonah is saying. Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, what do we want to say over here? Let's believe him that Shimon was there chad yoyma, migig that he could have said that minach savinto. Leave Levi that Shimon was echad yoyim, and migig that Levi could have said minach savinto. Says Rabbi Yoina, if he'll say minach savinto, he'll win the bias. If he'll say chad yoyim, he's not going to win the bias on that account alone. It'll just allow us to say taninon, and then we'll say taninon. And it's like geisha chere taina cheres. So it's not a taina. Chad yoyim is not a taina that by itself wins the bias. It's a taina that allows us to then say taninon, that it will make another taina that Shimon could have said, and will taina as if late Shimon was here, that Shimon could have taina Shimon could have taina that I bought it from Reuben. So it's a taina that needs another taina cheres. So that means that amonus of chayyoma is going to be a different thing than amonus of minoch zavinta. The minoch zavinta is an amonus that he won the bias. The amonus of chayyoma is an amonus not in the bias. It's an amonus. It's not an amonus that Levi owns the bias at all. No, if Levi will say minoch zavinta, that's an amonus that Levi owns the bias. If Levi will say that Shimon was there chayyoma, that's not an amonus that Levi owns the bias. It's an amonus that Shimon was in the bias, which can then allow us to say taninon for Levi. So that's. Says Rabbi Yoina, we don't say Migid for such a thing. The nemonis of Minoch Zavinta is an nemonis to win the bias. You can use that to have an nemonis for some other taina that will give you the bias. But you can't use it for wherever you want. You can't use it for some other taina that's not going to win you the bias, because that's a different thing. And it's like a Migid Mimama Mimama Torah. It's even worse than a Migid Mimama Mimama. So that's the rule. Migid works to give me the nemonis of Minoch Zavinta, the nemonis on the bias. But as Miga says, Miga, you could have said Minoch Zavinta, you would have had the bias. So you can make some other time that will believe you if it gives you the bias. But if it's not going to give you the bias, then we don't say Miga in the first place. That's the Rebbeinu Yoina. That's what he means. Al derech zeh anyway. The Ramban also addresses this question. Why not believe in Chad Yoyim? Why not believe him? And the Chad Yoyim with the Migay. Yeah, the first Ramban, also the first Ramban on Mimala from the base. Hodolim Yevchila, who gave is look sadly the Darba, who the Kamocha, Philu Chad Yoyim, the Eulay Mehem and Loyma the Darba, Migay the Boyomer and Oza Vintimloch. Levi is not Nemma to say that Shimon was there Chad Yoyim, Migay that Levi could have said Zavintimine. That anos of in the minoch zavinto. Time in a milso, the le tanin and le anon lo kamechem in arishon. We don't taina for Levi. We don't say taninon. Elam kengesh edim. Unless there are edim, the shim was there chad yoyma. But if there are no edim, the shim was there chad yoyma. Just Levi's say so. Elam kengesh. We're not going to say taninon. Elam kengesh edim shiraglayim udova shelocha kevin shadarme. But Mishum Migoy today, but just because Levi has a Migoy on the Chad Yoyim, Loi Tanin and Loi Anon, that's not enough for us to then say Taninon. We're not going to say Taninon on the basis of Levi's Migoy. Afal Pi, Shoya Nemon, Ilubo Betaino, even though Levi could win the bias with the Migoy, it's not like Migoys aren't accepted. If Levi will have a Migoy to win the bias, he will believe him. Kegoin. Domer Kamei Didi Zavne Minoch. For example, if Levi says Kamei Didi, we'll believe him with a migoy. So you see that. It's not that we don't accept migoys. If Levi says kamedidi, that's the Gemara. Chazisi l'dayte, that if Levi says kamedidi, we accept him with it. We believe him with a migoy. Agav Rucha, before Shin this Ramban, that this means that when the Gemara over here said migoy, kamedidi, migoy, de minoch zevinto, and we were discussing, is that literally a migoy? Rabbi Kagan, so he said, why do you need a migoy? It's chazok yashim b'tayna. Tyson Daflamin is Mukhuk, that it really means Migoy. The Ramban is also Mukhuk. The Ramban is trying to prove that don't think we don't believe in Migoy. We believe in Migoy. Migoy is accepted. Look in the Gemara. Kamedidi is Neman with a Migoy. So clearly he's learning that Kamedidi is Taka Migoy. But says the Ramban, nonetheless, Afal Bishoy Neman Ilubaba Taina Kendoma Kamedidi Zavin Minoch. Did I just read that? But for Ilay Toin, if he doesn't taina kamedidi, loy taninon le. We're not going to taina for him. We're not going to say taninon. Mishum de mechzilon keshiku hayol v'le dorba, because it's mechzik keshiku. Shimon wasn't there for a day. I Levi says that he was. Even though Levi says that Shimon was there for a day, we're still not going to say taninon. We don't live by his say so. That's like I might say. If we knew that Shimon was there, so fine, if he was there, so then we would say taninon. But if we don't know that Shimon's there, Chad Yoyimo, says the Ramban, it's Mechzik Yishikro, right? That's the Ramban said before. The Ramban said, this is the Ramban, Mechzik Yishikro. Yeah, this is the same Ramban. This is the Ramban of Mechzik Yishikro. So if we don't know that Levi is there, Chad Yoyimo, then it's Mechzik Yishikro. We're not going to say Taninon. Even though Levi says that he was there, Chad Yoyimo, and Levi has a Migoy. Doesn't matter. Levi Piva Nuchayim. Why should we listen to Levi? We want Edom. Edom say he was there, Chad Yoyimo. We'll say Taninon. If Aiden don't say that he's there, it's Mechzik Yishikro. If it's Mechzik Yishikro, we're not going to say Taninon, even though Levi has a Migoy, because Levi Piva Nuchayim. He says, so I'm stumming. What does that want? What do you mean, Levi Piva Nuchayim? What does it even mean? Levi Piva Nuchayim? Why? Levi Piva Nuchayim, he has a Migoy. He says that Shimon was there, Chad Yoyimah. He should be Neman, Malo the Shaka. So Levi Piva Nuchayim. So at first I thought maybe he means like a Ben Yoina. But let me pivot on a chayyeh because it's a different emonus. It's a tiny shishay chayyeh tiny. Yeah, not mashmal around that way. Like maybe he means because of the technicalities of Migo. Like we saw in a Ben Yoina. It's a tiny shishay chayyeh tiny. So to Migo it doesn't work. That's why let me pivot on a chayyeh. But about it, that's very hard to read into the Ramban. Then the ikkah is missing in the Ramban. In Rabban, it sounds like the Nekudas HaKovid here is, it's Mechzik HaShikra. To overcome a Mechzik HaShikra, we want to say Tanina, but it's Mechzik HaShikra. To overcome a Mechzik HaShikra, it's not enough that he has a Migoy. Lo Mifiv Anu Chayim. To overcome the Mechzik HaShikra, you have to have a Inu. That's the certainly Mashmois in the Rabban. It's Hi, man, what does that mean? Maybe it's a little bit better with what I said at the beginning of Shir, but the Mechzik HaShikra over here is that it looks like Levi is lying. The Shekha is not that that the Metzias of Shimon haven't been there. You know, it's not that the idea that Moshe Levi Levi's not lying. Levi has a star that we have Edom. We know Levi bought it from Shimon. Levi's not lying that he bought it from Shimon. So any Shekha that might be over here is just in, you know, that Shimon, the Omer Lee, the Zavon Minoch, that maybe is Mechzik HaShikra. The notion that Shimon bought it from Reuven, which is unsubstantiated, that looks like the Sheker. The Sheker doesn't lie in Levi. Levi's fine. But the Ramban holds the Levi, there's no Edom that Levi bought it from Shimon. And that's the Mechzik, that's what we said at the beginning of the year. That's the Mechzik HaShikra. The Mechzik HaShikra is, it looks like Levi took a name out of the phone book. He says he bought it from somebody that at least, he's a random name. He has no Shaykhah to the Karka. So the Mechzik HaShikra is that Levi looks like a Shaker. So maybe the Ramban is saying that the Mechzik HaShikra over here is so strong that even Amiga doesn't overcome it. Levi took a name out of the phone book. That's what it looks like. Because Shimon, we have no independent knowledge that Shimon was has anything to do with this other. So it looks to us like Levi just took a name out of the phone book. It's Mechzik HaShikra. So, and even though Levi himself says that Shimon was there Chad Yoyimah, so he's not a name out of the phone book. And L'chor Levi has a Migoy. So Levi Pivanu Chayim. It still looks to us like Levi took a name out of the phone book. If we have some way of knowing that Shimon was there Chad Yoyimah independently, we could verify it. So then he's talking not a name out of the phone book. Then it's not Mechzik HaShikra. But close mind, we don't know independently that Shimon was there Chad Yoyimah. All we have is Levi say so. Levi could have taken any name out of the phone book and said that he bought it from that guy and he was there Chad Yoyimah. And he would have had the same Migoy. He would have had the same Migoy. Levi could have taken anybody and said that he bought it from that guy and he was there Chad Yoyimah. And he would have had the same Migoy that he could have said to Minoch Savinto. So Rabban holds the Mechzik HaShikra here is so big that we don't believe Levi, let me pivot on Chayim, we don't believe Levi even with a Migoy.
If we say this, then why would we believe the Mukta to say that Kimei Didi? Like, that's also out of the phone.
No, that's not out of the phone. Oh, why would we believe Kimei Didi? No, because we don't need Tanino. The Mechzik HaShikra is only buying when we want to say Tanino. You want to get us to Taina, it's Mechzik HaShikra. Well, what he Taina is for himself, he can Taina whatever he wants. Then we go through this. But you want to rope, you want to get rope us in, you know, you want to make us complicit that we should tie it for you. And the whole thing looks fishy to us. You just picked out a name and it just took out a random name and you sort of, you bought it from this guy and he was there, Chad Yoimer, and all this we don't know on our own. Hagam, the emes, the Hagam that he has a migoy. It doesn't matter. The Mexican Shikra, it's still Mexican Shikra. Loi mi piva nuchai. Maybe that's the simple pshat in the Ramban. Rabbi Kreger talks about this Ramban. Doesn't explain it so much. Rabbi Kreger says, what the Ramban is saying is that you need it should be a schazik lefanenu that he was there chayim. That's what the Ramban is saying. He's not explaining the Ramban. He's just quoting the Ramban. The way he quotes the Ramban is that in order to say taninon, you need the yeshiva ischazik lefanenu. Meaning, we have independent verification. If it wasn't ischazik lefanenu, we don't have independent verification that it was there chayim, and so we don't say taninon. Yeah, maybe, and I'm not sure if Craig is really saying more than what it actually says in the Ramah. Rabbi Craig is an interesting thing. He says that this far of the Ramban is only true. Well, when I mean Mazda Ramban, I don't think this is true. But Rabbi Craig says that this far of the Ramban that we need independent verification is only true if you need Chadiyama for Aglayim Ludova. But if you only needed Chadiyama to take off Mexica Shikra, Rabbi Craig was the one who pointed out that Raglayim Dover and Mexica Shikra are not the same thing. So Craig says, he takes for granted that this notion that we're not going to accept Amigo, we need more than Amigo, we need an independent verification. That's if we want to create a Raglayim Dover. But if all we needed was to take off, actually, it's okay with my as well. But if all we needed was to get rid of a Mexica Shikra, like to get rid of a Reyesa, then Amigo would be good enough. Because we need the Raglayim Ladova, like the Ramban said at the beginning, we need Raglayim Ladova. We need a Raglayim Ladova. So for Raglayim Ladova, let me give a the guy himself who looks like the Shakran, the guy himself was Mexica Shikra, he can't give us, we're not going to believe him to make a Raglayim Ladova. But if all we needed was just, you know, to take off the Reyesa, like Rav thought on the Kasha, you know, maybe he flipped over in the middle of the night. We don't know if he did. We don't know if he didn't, but he might have. So it's not Mexica Shikra. So if that's all we needed, that it shouldn't be Mexica Shikra, if the Chayyim was just that it shouldn't be Mexica Shikra, then Amigo would be good enough to take off the Mexica Shikra. But because it's taken out enough, because you need a Raglayim Ladova, that's why Rav Chiya didn't ignore Rav's Kasha, because you need more than that. You need a Raglayim Ladova. Raglayim Ladova has to be independent, verified by an independent agency. Can't believe the Levi himself that Shimon was there Chayyima with Levi's Miga. That's not going to be called Raglayim Dover. Raglayim Dover means a Raglayim Dover that we know on our own. Rabbi Kreger says this. Maybe I'll just tell you. No, it's a pilpo. But Rabbi Kreger is a pilpo. Rabbi Kreger wants to use this to explain. Now, there's two Rabbi Kreger. There's Rabbi Kreger wrote Pulpulim and Arachas, and there's Rabbi Kreger wrote the Tshuvas. It's the same person, but they're different flavors. Rabbi Kreger wants to use this to explain. He says, "What's happening?" Rav said, "I asked Rav Chiya that the Chiyanim also likach v'limkar b'layla couldn't have flipped it over overnight." The Chazisi ledaite demomer kamei didi zabnuminoch that he's nemer. So, says Rabbi Kreger, a little bit strange in the Gemara, it's like two unrelated things. It's like two totally unrelated, I mean, that's Pashat Shat, it's like two unrelated things. Then number one, Rav asked the Kasha to Rabbi Chiya v'cheyena ondom lis osu likach v'lim kar b'layla. And that's the one thing. And that's something the Gemara doesn't respond to. And then Rav said another thing, that Chazisi l'daita, it's another halacha, that kamei didi is also good. Somehow Rabbi Chiya told him, indicated somehow, some other way, that if he would have said Kamei Didi, it would also have been good. Like, it was a different discussion between Rav and Rav Chiya. But the passage of the Gemara, the flow of the Gemara sounds like there's some kind of connection over here. You know, Rav asked this Kasha, and Rav Chiya didn't answer him, and from the fact that Rav Chiya didn't answer him, he saw that he holds the Kamei Didi works. Says Rabbi Kreger, the pshat's like this. that Rav was taka bothered. Rav initially understood that the reason why you need Chad Yoyma is that it shouldn't be Mechzik Kishik. If that's all, if you only need Chad Yoyma to take off Mechzik Kishikra, so then Rav assumed that Miga would also take off Mechzik Kishikra. Well, if Miga also takes off Mechzik Kishikra, then why do you need Edom and the Chad Yoyma? Why can't Levi himself say that Shim was there for Chad Yoyma? It must be because Migul and Mefeo Le'amino, like Tyson Deflamid. Because it's already Tuesday, and you can't be not Edmund with it. You couldn't send me Nachzim into because it's already Tuesday, you don't have a Migul, you could have said on Monday. So that was Rav's initial conception. That the reason why you need Chad Yoyma is because you have to take off Mechzik Kishikra. If that's the case, then Migul would also take off Mechzik Kishikra. So if that's the case, then how come you need Ede Chad Yoyma? Why can you have a Migul and Chad Yoyma? It must be because Migul and Mefeo Lo Yaminan. But if Migul and Mefeo Lo Yaminan, then it'll come out enough to mean the halacha. That if on Tuesday he'll say Kamedidi, if on Tuesday he'll add the words Kamedidi, remember what we said, he can be Maisif. On Monday he said Minoch Nipani Zavinta Dezav Niminoch. But that's not good enough. You need Chad Yoyma, maybe it'll be worth forthcoming. If he'll say Kamedidi on Tuesday, he'll be Neman that he could have said Minoch Zavinta. He won't be mad. He will not be Neman with the Miga that he could have said Minoch Zavinta on Monday because Miga Lemefer Le'amino. But Rav was bothered if it's only Al Mechzik Kishikra, so then why can't it, so where's the Mechzik Kishikra? Why do you need Chad Yoyma? It shouldn't be Mechzik Kishikra. Maybe he flipped it overnight. So Rav said, I asked Rav Chia, if Chia didn't answer me. So I understood that it must be that it's not enough to take off Mechzik Kishikra, we need a red lion ledava. So, we need a red lion ledava, we need Aiden. Well, if you need a red lion ledava, then Migoy doesn't give me a red lion ledava. Oh, if that's the case, then I know why you need Aiden and Chad Yoyma. You need Aiden and Chad Yoyma because you need a red lion ledava. But it may be that, but there's no proof anymore that Migul and Mefrei Lo Yaminon. Maybe Migul and Mefrei Aminon. Well, if Migul and Mefrei Aminon, then if he says Kamedidi on Tuesday, he's naming with the Migoy that he could have said Minoch Zavinta on Monday. Kind of from Rabbi Craig. Yeah, it's very old, from the days of Bubble. Okay.
Rabbi,
yeah.
Didn't Rabbi Craig say that
Migul
is here?
Yeah, Rabbi Craig himself is Migul, but for this Bubble, he's going with the Taisus that Migul is after.
Okay.
Yeah, very good. Okay, just one last nekuda in that malach, then we'll go to Davchav Tess. Just again on this nekuda about why is this Migoy Davka, not Davka? You can say Kamedidi, Migoy, then you could have said Minoch, the Gemara says Chazisi Ledaite. It's a new discussion. But revisiting an old discussion. So Rav said Chazisi Ledaite, that if Levi says Kamedidi Zavna Minoch, he's Nemon Migoy, then he could have said Minoch Zavinto. Posh Pshat is on Monday, not on Tuesday. Craig is Pilpul, so they thought that he's talking about on Tuesday, but the Posh Pshat, let's say, is Monday. So, the Achayim discuss, Craig of the choice, is this Migoy Dafka, does it mean Dafka of Migoy, or it means it's a Chazok Yisheshi Mataina? And Migoy just means just like you say Minoch Zavinto, because it's a Chazok Yisheshi Mataina, so Kamedidi is also just as good a Taina, and Yenem and Els Chazok Yisheshi Mataina. Or somehow, no, it doesn't work with Migoy, and it doesn't work time as a, it needs to come out to a Migoy. For whatever reason, maybe like, whatever reason, we discussed already various possibilities, maybe because the Takana was only Chazoka for the Taina Minoch Zavinto, or maybe with the Rashba and the Ravid, that you have to, that since Reuben doesn't know that Levi's there, Mikoyach Shimon, so it can't work as a Chazoka for Levi, unless he says Minoch Zavinto. But Tzitz points out that there's a stiris in the Rashbam about this issue. It's a yidia. The Rashbam and Lamed Aleph, and the third wide line, not the very wide lines on bottom, but the middle wide lines in the middle. The third line, Umeidin Adah. case like this. The case in the Gemara is that you have two people who are arguing over a karka. Zerma shel avaisi v'zerma shel avaisi. Each one claims that it's their karka from forever. So one brought Edim that he... What was the case again? Yeah, Zemeshal Avaisi, Zemeshal Avaisi. Hi, Sisadi Davosi. We hi, Sisadi Da Cholashne Chazoko. So let's say Reuven bought Edim that it was Takashal Avaisi, and Shimon bought Edim that he ate Shnei Chazoko. So the din is that Reuven wins. Because they both tined in Shal Avaisi, and Reuven's tine is corroborated by Edim. Had Shimon tined, I bought it from you, Shimon would have won. Because the Edom, that Reuven's Edom that it belonged to his ancestors would be irrelevant. The Torah would have been, did Shimon buy it from Reuven? Shimon has Shnei Chazoka, he would have won. That's not what Shimon did. Shimon tried to say, not just I bought it from him, he tried to say, it belonged to my ancestors. And that's contradicted by the Edom. So Mimele, Reuven wins. So then when the Gemara says, Shiloh, can Reuven, then the discussion in the Gemara that it is, can Reuven change his taina, change his tune, and say, what I really meant was that I bought it from you. And that I said it was Shalavoisai, I meant the Samacha like Kedavosa, that I'm so much, it feels so much mine as if it belonged to my ancestors. Is that, can you make such a 180 degree turn or not? And that's a Machaikas Ula Nado, Chayz Tayin, Machayz Vitayin or not? So, Nado, I say you can't do it. Ain't a Chayz Vitayin. Says the Gemara, Umayde Nado, Hechadomale Shalavoisai, Shalakhum, I have a Secha. The Chayz V'Tayim. Shimon can't change his tune and say, I really bought it from you, and I meant, I was so much like Kedavosa. That Nadoi doesn't think is plausible. But Shimon can say that when I said it was Shal Avaisai, it was Shal Avaisai. But how did my Avaisai have it? My Avaisai had it because they bought it from your Avaisai, from your Avaisecha. My father bought it from your father. That already doesn't contradict the Edom. So that already, Nadoi said that already Shimon should do. No, even though initially we understood Shal Avaisai means, you know, all the way back to Avraham Avinu, but or to other Marishan or something. But now he can qualify that. That's already not called it. That's a Chayz V'Tayin that he's allowed to do. That when I said Shal Avaisai, I didn't mean that they owned it forever. I meant it below. I got it from my father. But how did my father get it? He talked about it from your father. So that's good. That's good. That's the Gemara. So says the Rashbam, Umayde Nadoi b'zeh shetan mitchila Shal Avaisai. And since Levi's, he was there for 3 years. Because that's a chazoka sheyeshi matayni. Stop right there. What's he saying? This is a very similar case, really, to the case that we're talking about of Kamei Didi. This guy, we'll call him Reuven and Shimon. Shimon is the one who's making this new taina. Shimon's not saying, I bought it from you. He's saying, my father, somebody else bought it from your father, and I yashened it to my father. That's very similar to saying, meaning, I'm not claiming that I bought it from you. I'm not using my chazoka to claim that I bought it from you. But I'm using my chazoka to claim that my father bought it from you and I inherited it from my father. And that's like Kamei Didi. I know for a fact that my father bought it from your father. I may ask the Shtar. I know for a fact. He's not saying maybe. I know for a fact that my father bought it from your father and I inherited it from my father. So basically, it's like a kind of Kamei Didi saying. He says it's kind of Kamei Didi. He's using the chazoka to say that somebody else bought the field, but I know that for a fact and I bought it from him or I yashamed it from him in this case. So the same question that we have in Mechumar, do you need a migoy for that, or that's just a regular, plain, ordinary chazoka sheishim matayna? And I'll say an adonim. On the one hand, why isn't the chayyim the very place? He said, it should just be a plain, ordinary chazoka sheishim matayna. I have chazoka, and I have a taina that I bought it from somebody who bought it for you, who kamei didi, that's a taina. But do you say, no, that's chazoka doesn't work that way. Yeah, chazoka is only for minoch sevinto. For kamei didi, you need a migoy that I could have tied in minoch sevinto, and then I would have had a chazoka. So let's see what the chayyim is the Rashbam. So first the Rashbam says, again, so that sounds like it's a plain ordinary chazoka sheishim matayna. I have a chazoka and I have a taina. But then he goes on, the maloy l'shaker, ribayom, emi nochzer into v'chalti yishnei chazok. But then the Rashbam says that it's a migoy. Which is it? Is it a chazok? Is it a chazok sheishi matayno that I don't need a migoy? If it's a migoy, then it's not chazok sheishi matayno. Kamnam shel v'secha me'em mehemen. Ve'afagad the beyerish kaimelon the ain soich tayno me'achas shechs b'shol shonim. Hey chayse shel aviv, aval raya boy shechs b'aviv yom echad. Even though normally you need yom echad. Here, he said, why don't you need Chad Yoyim? Why don't the father should have been there Chad Yoyim? He said, no, that's only for Taninon. But over here, you don't need Taninon. He's tining himself. I know for a fact. But I know by Yediyah Vadois. So it's a Chazok, a Sheishim, a Taino. When you don't have a Taino, you have to come on to Taninon. So for Taninon, you need Chad Yoyim. It should be to be Ma'amasit, like the Rashbam says in Daf Memalat. You have to be Ma'amasit. But over here, he's tying a tainis vare. A tainis vare, you don't need tanin. And if you don't need tanin, you don't need chad yoyim. So therefore, it's a chazok hasheishim matayin. So it says the Ksais, that the Rashbam is, he's posach, he starts off, he calls it a chazok hasheishim matayin. Then he says, ma'ale l'shaker. And then he says, chazok hasheishim matayin. So what, which is it? So the Ksais basically says, tvois l'shan rishon, tvois l'shan achron, since the Rashbam in the beginning said chazok hasheishim matayin, and the end he says chazok hasheishim matayin. So the Mahal Shaker is like the bottle in the middle, and the Rashbam sheet is that it's a Chazok Sheishim Matayin. Okay, I mean, but the Maisa Tzistir in Rashbam. The Maisa Tzistir in Rashbam, Mahal Shmenei Yubei. He says, the Chazok Sheishim Matayin or the Mahal Shaker. Shnei HaFokim B'nai Se'echot. So I don't know what's the Pshat in this Rashbam, but this needs to be thought about. The Rashbam straddles both sides of the question. It says it's a chazok sheishi matayno demale l'shaker. So let's really ask you what's going on in this Rashbam. Okay, fine. So that's it. Tomorrow I'm not going to be here. I have an appointment. I have to be somewhere. So, but Rabbi Cohen is going to be speaking to the Eilim, the Beis Ayres. I'm not sure what time. What time do they make up? 11:30. And okay, Sunday we'll continue. We'll start the Gemara on. Thank you.